proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, and carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first as well as to the Gentile. If you do not receive the Everlasting Nation magazine, please contact IBJM to subscribe or receive a sample copy. Recently, the magazine dealt with the topic of a new day in Jewish missions. While recent times have been difficult, I believe there is much to rejoice about with new opportunities before us. On this program, I would like to share with you one of these articles which was written by Brother Sam Wilson, who serves with IBJM's Global Outreach Ministries. We asked him to share his perspective on training and mentorship for missions, and I trust this will be a blessing to you. Brother Wilson says, "Much is said about the sacrifices of missionary service. While mission certainly has its challenges, my attention is drawn to the great blessings of serving as a missionary. Having served as a missionary for over 25 years, my heart is overfilled with so many blessings. I think that the greatest of these blessings has been the opportunity to mentor young missionaries, helping them to become successful, fruitful servants of God. The road to the mission field is a long road. When God calls a family to serve as missionaries, especially to the Jewish people, He is calling them to the greatest of all ministries. It is a great honor, yet it is definitely not an easy calling. The prospective missionary must prepare diligently for the field. The missionary's training starts long before he hears God's call to service. It begins in his local church as the pastor and congregation love him, teach him the Bible, and disciple him, and also give him his first opportunities to serve the Lord. The next step, for most, is Bible college, where he receives training in Bible, theology, and principles of ministry. He may also benefit from fellowship with other young people who are preparing for ministry and exposure to outstanding veteran servants of God. This training is beneficial and necessary, but it doesn't fully equip a man for real-life ministry. Many Bible college graduates are much like the student driver who has done classroom study but has never actually driven the car. They may have necessary knowledge, but they lack practical experience to successfully do ministry in the real world. They need behind-the-wheel training, so to speak, to become proficient pastors and missionaries. Brother Wilson also states, "Early in my ministry, I had no intention of training young people. I felt inadequate. I didn't have decades of wisdom or experience or consider myself qualified to train others to serve God. Overwhelmed by the pressures of ministry, I felt that I didn't have the time or energy to invest in preparing young people for the ministry. Most pastors feel the same way today. The concept of God's man apprenticing the next generation of ministers is nearly lost in today's church. Instead, young people are sent off to Bible college with the expectation that the college will equip them for gospel ministry. The scriptures, however, teach that the man of God should invest in training young people to serve God. Jesus trained the 12. Paul trained Timothy, Titus, Luke, and many others. Even so, a pastor must invest in young people, equipping them to serve the Lord. Ideally, a young man should obtain both Bible college training and apprenticeship with an experienced mentor. An apprenticeship should continue for at least 6 months, or a year-long internship is more appropriate. While the intern will certainly work hard in the ministry, the mentor's focus is not to employ the intern to get the max amount of ministry done, but to prepare the intern for ministry. The time invested in them is very well spent. Their lives will flourish. Our lives will be enriched, and most importantly, the Lord will be glorified. Now, preparation is certainly vital to missions training, but so is the building of interpersonal relationships. Now I want you to join me next time as we will discuss the importance of training and mentorship in Jewish missions, and I know you will be blessed. I want to thank you for tuning in today. One more thing I'd like to share with you before we leave is IBJM's annual 4-day focus on Jewish missions, which is held in June of each year. This program will equip you to reach your Jewish neighbor with the gospel of the Messiah. To find out more about the 4-day focus, please contact us here at ibjm.org. And now as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, contact us at 423-876-8150, or you may go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.